It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Crime writer Elmore Leonard has died from complications of a stroke he suffered several weeks ago. He was 87. For decades, Leonard worked at the top of his profession, both widely read and widely praised by critics. He published 46 novels, and his work was adapted for the movies Get Shorty, 310 to Yuma, Jackie Brown, and the TV series Justified. NPR's Noah Adams has this remembrance.
In the spring of 2010, I went to visit Elmore Leonard in Bloomfield Village outside Detroit. On his library shelves, he had a copy of every book he ever wrote, most of them about robbery and mayhem, people chasing after bags of money. But he started as a Western writer.
This is the first book I wrote.
Bounty Hunters. Oh, I like read the exposition there at the bottom.
A novel by Elmore Leonard about a time when an Apache scalp would bring 500 pesos in Mexico.
That novel, Bounty Hunter, that was 1953. He wrote the first draft by hand, never stopped doing that, using canary yellow pads that a local printer always made up for him.
And I've been using this paper ever since I left the ad agency where they used these pads.
Elmore Leonard had been an advertising man, a copywriter on the Chevrolet account. He was born in New Orleans. His father worked for GM. They moved to Detroit in 1934, then high school, the Navy, the war. Elmore went to the University of Detroit, studied English, then off to work for Campbell Ewald. At home in the early mornings, he wrote short stories on that yellow paper, even wrote on the job on a pad hidden in his desk drawer. He sold Western stories to magazines, 2 cents a word at first. All along, he was aiming for Hollywood. And in 1957, his story 310 to Yuma became a movie. It's been made twice. In 1960, he left his job at the agency, left the Westerns behind for crime novels.
People ask me about my dialogue. I say, don't you hear people talking? That's all I do.
I suppose you want cash. Of course. I can't go to the bank and draw that much. Then I forget it. Loris waited while the woman thought about it, smoking her Virginia Slim. If I give you close to $20,000 in cash today, right now, you still want to forget it? You have that much in the house? My getaway money, Mrs. Mahmood said, in case I ever have to leave in a hurry.
This could be Elmore Leonard's secret all this time. This could be why the writer and critic Martin Amis once called him a literary genius who writes rereadable thrillers. He listens to his characters talking, tries to figure out what they might do next, writes it on his pad, types it up, and there's the book. The crime novelist Megan Abbott says Leonard works for other writers and for the guy who just needs to kill 2 hours on a plane.
These are sort of dense, rich characters. The language just sparkles and pops. There's this sort of complexity to it embedded in each of the characters. So I think there's something we can all take from it.
Elmore Leonard once published, very helpfully, his 10 rules of writing. Number one is never open a book with weather. Number two, never use a word other than said to carry dialogue. Five is keep your exclamation points under control. Number six, never use the words suddenly or all hell broke loose. Number eight, avoid detailed descriptions of characters. The last one is try to leave out the part that readers tend to skip. And Leonard adds, if it sounds like writing, I rewrite it.
Where you been, Harry?
Have we met? I don't recall.
We just did. I told you my name's Chili Palmer.
Well, your pictures, right? Did you ever stop to think what would happen if I had a heart attack?
Look at me, Harry.
I'm looking at you.
I want you to keep looking at me right here.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
Gene Hackman, John Travolta, the Get Shorty movie from 1995. It's from Elmore Leonard's book. He liked the way a couple of his films turned out on the screen, and for this one, he got to be on the set and advise the director.
I said, when these guys say something funny, you don't cut away to get laughs like that because they're serious. They're all serious.
One of Elmore Leonard's favorite characters, Deputy U.S. Marshal Raylan Givens, ended up with his own TV series called Justified. Producer Graham Yost.
There's one scene in the novella that when I was adapting that for the pilot of the TV series, I literally just transcribed it.
It's a confrontation outside a house in Harlan County, Kentucky, between Raylan Givens and one of the bad guys who has a shotgun.
Raylan just says, you know, can you rack a load before I put a hole through you? You know, I'm going to give you a choice here, but this is how it's going to go down if you choose the wrong way.
And at that point, his gun is still on his hip, right?
Yeah, it's still on his hip. He doesn't pull it because he says, I only pull my gun if I'm going to shoot, and I shoot to kill.
Graham Yost, producer of the TV series Justified. About Elmore Leonard's life work, it's easy to picture him sitting at his table with coffee and a cigarette, looking out at the backyard, listening to his characters, pleased by the TV show and the movies, and all his well-worn books in libraries, and especially the millions of 50-cent paperbacks in the used bookstores. Noah Adams, NPR News.